right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it's stretch run time in the NBA, and of course, no team in either conference has yet to clinch a playoff berth, but, you know, the writing is on the wall as far as, you know, what teams are going to make the postseason, and it's just a matter of who's going to get that final playoff spot. And I want to talk about the final playoff spot that is going to be up for grabs in the Eastern Conference. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, they've been a disappointment this season, but they currently find themselves in seventh place in the East. They're going to get to the playoffs. I don't see any doubt about that. But you look right behind the Bucks. You have the Miami Heat in eighth, the Detroit Pistons in ninth, and the Charlotte Hornets in 10th. Now, Miami barely missed out on the playoffs last year. They went 41-41, and they lost via a tiebreaker to the Chicago Bulls. You look at the Pistons, they've underachieved so far this season. I know they made the acquisition to get Blake Griffin, and then you have the Charlotte Hornets, who are simply hanging around. Now, right now, Miami is 32-20, while Detroit is 29-33. They're three games behind the Heat, and then you have the Hornets, who are 28-35, and they are 4.5 games back. And you just have to ask yourself, who has the advantage? Now, the Heat have, you know, they've been up and down, and they've taken some more losses, you know, ever since they got Dwayne Wade back. I really think, you know, it was good to sell tickets for Miami, but the thing is, it kind of took away from the chemistry that this team had. But I see a club that is still playing hard for head coach Eric Spoelstra, and that speaks volumes, and I think that is going to pay off in the end for this team. The Pistons, they're lacking a point guard. You have, you know, the front court talent with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond, of course. They need a point guard who can facilitate, and I think that is something that Stan Van Gundy is definitely going to have to look at heading into the offseason. I don't see the Pistons getting too much better right now. And, I mean, it appeared to be that things were coming together for the Hornets, but they've lost their last two contests, and they're falling back a little bit. They're 4.5 out. I mean, there's still time to go. Charlotte has, you know, 19 games on their slate, and that's still plenty of time, to make up some ground. But if you're going to ask me right now which of these three teams has the advantage to get that spot, I got to say Miami. They're there now. They're playing up and down. But I think it's going to be a situation where the Heat get this by default, because the Pistons, like I said, they've underachieved. I don't see them having the ability to leapfrog the Heat from the standpoint that they have been unable to take care of their business. The Hornets, they have the talent there. You look at the way that Kemba Walker and Dwight Howard are playing together, but can they make it consistent enough to make up that ground? I think when it's all said and done, I think that Charlotte has the ability to leapfrog Detroit. But leapfrogging both Detroit and Miami, I don't see it happening. So I think, you know, the Heat will make the postseason. Granted, they're not going to do that much against either the Toronto Raptors or Boston Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs. But for this Miami Heat team, I think, you know, it's a step in the right direction for them, especially after being so close last season. This will give this organization something to build off of heading into the summer months. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the better sports sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.